Luke 19, verse 1, let's read this together. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Please have a seat. Thank you. Our speaker this morning is by the name of Dave Ingram. Dave had served as the director of ministry at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association of Canada since 2010, working out of their office in Calgary. He leads a team of people who partners with churches and Christian leaders across Canada to proclaim the message and hope that we all have in Christ. Their largest church outreach project at this time is the Festival of Hope with Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, which is planned for March 3rd to 5th in 2017 next year at Rogers Arena in Vancouver. Originally, Dave is from Chicago. He's also served as a pastor in the Edmonton area, a missionary in Ivory Coast, West Africa, a missionary in residence at Ambrose University in Calgary. As well, he's been part of Samaritan's Purse Canada as a project manager for Africa. Dave and his wife Cindy have three sons, a daughter-in-law, and when I saw him coming this morning, I knew something was up because of a great grandchild that he just had recently as well. All living in Calgary, I should say. They love to get together for family barbecues and go camping and hiking in the mountains together. And so would you please join me in welcoming Dave Ingram to Fraser Lands Church this morning.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be here with you this morning. As Abe said, I'm the Director of Ministry for Billy Graham Canada, based out of Calgary. And I have to tell you, though, as much as I'm glad to be here with you this morning, I'm missing Calgary, mostly because of our new granddaughter. I think we've got a couple of pictures of my wife with our new granddaughter. She was born, her name is Elle Jordan. She was born 2 weeks ago right now, August 21st in Calgary at 11:23 in the morning. So just right now she was born. So really has brought great joy to our life. And from our son Jordan and his wife Natasha, we're very pleased for them and just excited for them. So like I said, I'm glad to be here, but my heart is partly in Calgary. So you have to apologize. I apologize for that. But you know, I've been delighted to be in and out of Vancouver over the last number of years, really, as we've been building towards the Festival of Hope. We first came a number of years ago, starting to talk to some of the church leaders in Vancouver about the possibility of having a large-scale outreach event with Frank and Graham here in Vancouver. And we're delighted with the opportunity we get to work with pastors like Pastor Abe, and I want to thank him and Pastor Reverend Choi for the opportunity to speak here this morning, and people just like you at Fraser Lands Church. But as you see from the bulletin insert, this is just a handful of the churches that are on board and supporting the Festival of Hope. We're so delighted to be working with churches that have a heart and a desire to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Friends, this whole thing is just about making Jesus Christ known to people that need the hope of Jesus Christ. And so it's been exciting for us to be here. I'm here quite often in and out of Vancouver and connecting with pastors and churches and leaders as we build towards the Festival of Hope. But all this is together, working together to provide people an opportunity to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. I had an amazing encounter with our granddaughter 2 weeks ago, and it was such a joy to welcome her into our family. But friends, it's also a joy to help people encounter Jesus Christ and to welcome them into the family of God. And I wanted to take a few minutes this morning to talk about this passage from Luke chapter 19. So we won't read it again because you just had a chance to read it. So you can keep that bulletin insert in front of you, or if you have a hard copy Bible like this, or your phone or your iPad, whatever it is that you use to look at the Word of God. I do pray and ask hope that you have the Word of God as an important part of your life, and that you're finding opportunities to read it, to study it throughout the days, throughout the weeks, because there are some amazing stories in there. And I love the Gospels and the stories about Jesus and people who encounter Jesus Christ. And one of my favorite stories of Jesus is the story of Zacchaeus and how Zacchaeus encountered Jesus Christ. There are a number of things that struck me in this story, and one of those, first of all, is just, there was just something special about Jesus, so special that here this man, Zacchaeus, was going to do anything it took to meet Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us that he was a short man, and so he couldn't see over the crowds. Now think about your kids. If you've ever been to a parade or somewhere where there's a big crowd and, you know, they can't get so, you know, up on dad's shoulders to see over the crowds. Well, Zacchaeus, he had no one to put him up on his shoulders, and so he found another way. He got into a tree to see Jesus Christ. You just sense there was something special about Jesus, so special that Zacchaeus wanted to see him. And in the midst of that, he has an opportunity to encounter Jesus personally as Jesus basically invites himself over to Zacchaeus' house. And Zacchaeus didn't want to just meet him personally. He also wanted other people, friends, people that he knew to encounter Jesus as well. So he'd invited them over to his house so they could all together meet Jesus and had a wonderful time together. But notice also the criticism that came. As some of the Jewish leaders were criticizing Jesus, who was considered a rabbi, a Jewish teacher. In their law, in their code, their social code, you weren't supposed to do that. You were not supposed to go into the house of someone who was considered unclean. And that's how Zacchaeus was looked at. And certainly the people he invited in, were many of them were non-Jews. And so he was criticized for that. But as Jesus looked at Zacchaeus, he saw somebody who needed hope, who needed a change. And it's amazing to me, in the midst of that encounter with Zacchaeus, radical change comes to his life. We're told that Zacchaeus was a tax collector, somebody who was all about money, accumulating money for himself and for the government, making sure that people were paying what they needed to pay and maybe a little bit more as well. Money was very important to him. But amidst that encounter with Jesus Christ, a radical change took over Zacchaeus' life. And in that moment, he realized that there was so much more to life than money and accumulated it for himself or for others. And at that point, you see that change as he proclaims that he wanted to take the money that he had and now give it away. Up to half of what he had and give it away. I'm sure people were shocked. That's just not said, certainly not by a tax collector in the day. But that is just an indication of the difference that came through this encounter with Jesus Christ. And then Jesus concludes by talking about his mission. That his mission was to seek and to save the lost. Friends, that's our mission as well. Jesus has called us to encounter people and help them to find hope, to find joy, to find more in life. I have the opportunity of helping with a new believers class in our church in Calgary. And last winter, we had a new class. And at the beginning of the class, we were asking people to introduce themselves. And there was a young woman, Stacy, in the class, and she was sharing her story. And as she shared her story, she talked about some of the difficulties she had faced. She had two small children. Her husband had left her. She had a very well-paying job in the oil patch in Calgary. And in many ways, on the outside, things were going well. But on the inside, it was all falling apart. And she said one night she was at home thinking, there has got to be more to life than this. And friends, I believe that there are thousands and thousands of people all around Metro Vancouver that are asking themselves the same question. Maybe they've accomplished a lot in life. Maybe they have a great job and lots of money. Or maybe life is falling apart. But either way, many, many people are asking that same question. There's got to be something more to life than this. And that's where we know that there is. And Zacchaeus found that day. He found that there was something more to life than just money, just enriching himself. He found hope and joy in Jesus Christ. And that is a story that we want to share with other people as well, that there is so much more to this life. It's about living a significant life, not just a successful life. And we want to share that message with other people, just as Jesus shared that message with Zacchaeus that day so many years ago. I want to talk for just a little bit about how something like a Festival of Hope can help us in accomplishing that mission and sharing the good news of hope in Jesus Christ with the people around us. You know, one of the ways that it can help is by working together with people just like you and churches just like Fraser Lands all across Metro Vancouver and encouraging people to think about how they can share their relationship with Jesus Christ with others as well. You know, all of us at some point in time encountered Jesus Christ, and Jesus changed our life. Think about that for a minute. How did you encounter Jesus Christ? When was it that Jesus became so real to you that you decided to follow him? You know, all of us have come to that point in life. And we want to share that same experience with other people. But one of the things that we've discovered is that for many, many Christians, it's very difficult to share our faith. Especially in the Canadian context, you know, we want to be tolerant of people. We don't want to offend other people. We don't want to embarrass other people. And oftentimes that holds us back from sharing our faith in Christ with them. And so one of the things we have done is, in all the events, outreach events we hold, like a Festival of Hope, is offer training classes. Pastor Abe was just talking about those, Christian Life and Witness classes. And so we offer those as an opportunity for people to find out more about their Christian faith, and then also how they can share it with others. There are two little phrases we use, there are two little short phrases, live it and share it. Know more about how to live your faith, but also how to share it with other people. And we're looking forward to the opportunity we get come October, in just a month, actually less than a month now, where we'll have classes all over Metro Vancouver. Abe was sharing about the classes that are there. I hope if you're available on Thursday nights that it works out for you to come here and to be a part of the training class here. But if not, there are classes all over. And it's the same material taught each night in each class, and you're welcome to go to whichever one accommodates your schedule the best. But we look forward to seeing thousands and thousands of Christians come and to find out more about their faith in Christ and how they can share it with other people. And also to consider how they can be involved as a volunteer or especially as a counselor at the Festival of Hope. I want to share one story with you. When we did a Festival of Hope in Toronto just a couple of years ago, one of the classes that I taught, it was in a storefront church right in a neighborhood right in the center of Toronto, and there was a woman there whose name was Julia. I'll never forget Julia because she sat right in the front row of our class, and the whole time I was teaching, she was taking notes. Now, I know I'm not that interesting of a speaker, so I thought, I got to talk to her afterwards and find out why she's so interested. And so I talked to her afterwards. I said, Julia, I really appreciated how interested you were in the class and you're taking notes. I said, what brought you here? She says, well, Pastor David, she said, I have to share something with you. I have never shared my faith with anyone before. But I really want to do it. I really want to. And so I've come to this class to learn more about how I can share my faith in Christ. And I want to make sure I get it right. I don't want to make any mistakes. I said, Julia, that's fine. Trust me, you can't get it wrong. You know, as we just share our story of our faith in Christ, we can't get it wrong. And so she was there each week and taking notes and a part of the class. We gave an opportunity to be a counselor at the festival. Because what will happen is Franklin Graham, just like his father did, will invite people to come forward at the end of his message. And down in the counseling area right in front of the platform, we want each person that comes forward to find out more about what it means to follow Jesus Christ to meet personally with the counselor and have the counselor share a little bit more about their faith in Christ and then lead people, if they would like, to follow Jesus as well. And so Julia wanted to do that. She signed up to be a counselor. And so she was there each night. And she was in the counseling area. She had a chance to counsel people. Now, I didn't see her during those three nights until actually the last night. But I'll never forget seeing her the last night. It was, the counseling was finished. People were going back to their seats. And I happened to see Julia, maybe about 20 or 30 feet away. She just finished counseling someone. She saw me. Her eyes got really bright. She ran over and she gave me this big hug. And she said, Pastor David, I am so excited. This has been such a great experience. She said, each night I've had a chance to counsel someone, share my faith in Christ, and to lead them to follow Jesus as well. She said, I have never done anything like this before. I can't wait to do it again. You see, her life had been changed as she got excited about sharing her faith with other people. Friends, really, I think many, many probably people here have never had a chance to share their faith in Christ with somebody else. Honestly, the Festival of Hope coming up at the Rogers Arena is going to be one of the best opportunities you'll ever get to do that. Rather than having to go to somebody else to share your faith, they're actually to come to you. And so we encourage you to come, to think about coming to one of these training classes as an opportunity to learn more about your faith and how you can get involved and be a counselor at the festival as well. I should mention, too, that there also is, the 3 weeks of training, one night each week for 3 weeks, but we also do have training geared towards youth, towards high school, and also university students called FM 419. It's based on Matthew 4:19, where Jesus says, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." And so there's an opportunity. It's a one-day seminar. It's the Christian Life Witness material in an intensive environment over one day, October 15th. It's a Saturday at Broadway Church. So maybe you're interested in that as well. We'll be talking to your youth pastor about that too. But both of these are opportunities for you to learn and to grow in your Christian life and how you can share your faith with other people. And we want to give people the opportunity to share their faith in Christ also through inviting people to come to the festival. We have a little card like this, "Bring a Friend." Actually, out on the table there, you'll see there's a table with materials for the festival out in the lobby. And this really for us is one of the key ways to ensure that people will find faith in Jesus Christ through the festival. You know, I've often had people ask me, you know, what is it? Why do people come forward at your events? I see it, I watch it on TV, or maybe I've been to one live, and I can't figure it out. Why is it that people come forward? I mean, it's true. Reverend Billy Graham, he was not, you know, that great of a speaker. Franklin Graham, it's not like people are coming because these guys are such great speakers. Something else is going on. Well, friends, what is going on is that in the weeks and months leading up to an event like the Festival of Hope, so we're about 3 months away from March, or sorry, 6 months away from March. In the weeks and months leading up to it, we encourage people just like you to identify around them family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, fellow students at school. Who do you know around you that needs to know Jesus Christ? Who do you know around you that needs the hope that you have in Christ and you would like to see them become a follower of Jesus? 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 or 5 people come to mind. Just write their names down or begin to think about them and then commit to pray for them. Commit to pray every day that God would be at work in their hearts and in their lives. Friends, at the end of the day, this whole event is not about changing people's minds or only changing their minds. Certainly we want this to impact their minds as they think about who Jesus is. But it's about changing their hearts. And that really is a spiritual activity. It's about asking the Holy Spirit to be at work in their hearts in some really mysterious way. In many ways, I still don't fully understand about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how that works. But it's an amazing thing to see. And our experience is that the vast majority of people that come forward at a Festival of Hope are people who have been prayed for and then who have been invited to come by their friends so they can hear the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, one of the great things about holding an event at a place like the Rogers Arena is it's a fairly neutral venue. Now, sometimes inviting somebody to church is a little more difficult, but maybe they've been to a Canucks game, or maybe they've been to a concert or some other event at the Rogers Arena, and it just seems a little less threatening. It's a little easier to invite in that way. During the festival event, there will be music and some testimonies. There'll be great evenings. Each evening will be a wonderful evening, but there's also then the chance to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, Zacchaeus had a chance to hear the good news about Jesus Christ. He had a chance to encounter Jesus. He was at the right place at the right time. Well, friends, the festival at the Rogers Arena will be another opportunity for someone to be at the right place at the right time so they can hear the good news about Jesus Christ. And so I encourage you to be thinking about who you could pray for and then think about inviting to the festival a little farther down the road. And I'll just give you a little better idea of what a festival will look like. We've got a promotional video that just a couple of minutes just gives you some idea of what the festival looks like and some of the Vancouver church leaders who are excited about it coming. So if we could show the video now.
City of Vancouver, there is no place like it.
God has a great plan for this city.
We have so many cultures and so many countries.
It's the home of over 400,000
ethnic Chinese people.
We can reach the whole world without even changing our postal code.
I can't think of anywhere that I'd rather live.
As a city, we are now at that place where it's time for a major evangelistic initiative. And we believe that the Festival of Hope fits that bill.
It will create an atmosphere that will generate some enthusiasm about evangelism in the city.
Come and let your faith be built up in this place tonight. This is called Festival of Hope because we want you to understand that Jesus is our hope.
Remember this, God loves you. All you have to do is be willing to accept it by faith, okay? The debt's been paid. You just have to be willing to receive it. Will you receive it tonight by faith? If you have never invited Christ into your heart, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want you to get up out of your seat right now and just make your way to an aisle, and I want you to stand right here. All of your sins tonight can be forgiven. All can be forgiven. You come.
I came down to give my life over to the Lord because I have been a very selfish person, and I really feel that it's time for me to make a major change.
I got to counsel a mother and daughter team who came down. They both accepted the Lord. A household save. How great is that?
It's actually bringing hope to the church as well.
With this festival, it's going to bring one strong sense of unity among pastors and churches.
We need to get involved behind a massive move like this to see lives changed for eternity.
Their lives, the lives of their children, the lives of their children's children are going to be transformed forever. And we get to play a role in that. Come on, how exciting is that?
We believe that God is using Franklin Graham and the Festival of Hope to touch many cities, and we believe it's Vancouver's time.
Next year will be an event that we should not miss.
To see people come to Christ in such huge numbers, I believe that it will renew your own vision and your passion for the lost.
Vancouver needs hope.
I love that. Vancouver needs hope. Friends, we believe that Vancouver needs the hope of Jesus Christ. And I also love that phrase from Pastor Sam, who pastors a church in Surrey, who said, you know, from here we can touch the whole world without changing our postal code. Friends, the whole world has come to Vancouver. And I was talking with Pastor Abe about this River District development that's coming right across the street from Fraserland's church. People who are going to be right there outside of your doorstep who need to hear the good news about Jesus Christ. We want to do all that we can to share the good news of Christ with people as well. I think about a church in Vancouver, Richmond Hill Christian Community Church. It's a large Chinese church in Richmond Hill, and how they mobilized and got behind the Festival of Hope in Toronto and brought many, many busloads of people down from Richmond Hill right down to the Air Canada Center downtown to be a part of that event. And Pastor Sam Chan was telling me about one of the people from their church who had been praying for a friend of his, a neighbor actually, and he had been praying for him for many months, and they invited him to come. And he said, okay, I'd like to come. I'd like to kind of go down to the Air Canada Center, hear a little bit more about what this is all about. And so he came. So they sat together that first night, and he heard the message, he heard the music, and the testimonies, he heard the message about Jesus Christ. And when the invitation was given, this man turned to his friend, and he said, would you like to go forward? He said, no, I don't think so. I find it very interesting. He said, maybe I'll come back tomorrow and hear a little bit more. I said, okay. So next night, they came back together on one of the buses from the church, and he sat through the entire service again, heard the music, enjoyed the experience. And when the invitation was given, again, this man turned to his friend and said, would you like to go forward? And he said, you know, I think I really would. I think I need to know more about what this means to follow Jesus Christ. And he went forward, and that night, this man had a chance to share his faith in Christ with his friend in the counseling area and lead him to faith in Jesus Christ. Again, I believe that there are thousands and thousands of people that are looking for something more in life. If we would just take the opportunity to help them encounter Jesus Christ, their lives would be radically changed. You know, recently I had a chance to reconnect with a couple that I had a chance to lead to faith in Jesus Christ many years ago when I was a pastor in the Edmonton area. They have continued to follow Jesus, and it was wonderful to reconnect with them. Their names are Dean and Lori. And, you know, they were a couple that were on the fast track. They were doing really well financially, but then all of a sudden things fell apart. And they ended up actually having to declare bankruptcy. And in the middle of all of that, we connected with them. And they were very much at that point of life of saying, you know what? We had experienced a lot of the great things of life. Things have fallen apart. We keep thinking there's got to be something more. And in the midst of that, we were able to share our faith in Jesus Christ. And Dean DeLore decided to follow Jesus as well. And it's been exciting to see their lives change and the radical impact that Jesus had in their lives, just like Zacchaeus, the radical impact. And they've really dedicated their lives over the last 20 or 25 years to trying to help other people and trying to use the gifts that God has given them to make a difference in the lives of other people as well. You know, Jesus can have that kind of impact in people's lives, and it's exciting for me to see somebody like Dean and Lori, whose lives were changed, and believe that God can do it again and again and again. You know, who is it around you that needs that hope in Jesus Christ? Who can you begin praying for to see their lives changed? As Pastor Julio said, Vancouver needs hope. Vancouver needs the hope of Jesus Christ. Vancouver needs changed lives, just like Zacchaeus' life was changed. And we believe that through the festival, that can happen. That can happen in lots of different ways. It can happen right here in this church, but we believe that the festival, we can partner together to use this as a tool to enable you to share your faith in Jesus Christ with those around you. May God continue to bless you and bless what we have to do here. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come to Fraser Lands to have a Christian Life Witness class, to partner together with Pastor Abe, with Pastor Reverend Choi and others as well. And we look forward to what God is going to do. Please pray for us. As I conclude, I just want to give you two visual aids to help you to pray. You know, I'm getting old and I need to have things around me that will help me remind me of things. And so we have two things. One is, you might have noticed on my wrist, I have this wristband. And it just simply says, Pray Festival of Hope. And we have these out on the table in the lobby as well. Please take one of these and just wear it as a reminder to you every day to pray for the festival, and especially to pray for the people that you would think about inviting to come. And then there's also these prayer cards. If you're the kind of person that's always reading a book or maybe reading your Bible in the morning, you know, you could take that. You can just stick that in there or in a book that you're reading. And every time you open it up, it'll remind you to pray. We believe that God is going to work and he's going to act as a result of all of our prayers together. So please take those as encouragements to be praying for both people you want to invite as well as for the festival. And please be praying especially for the classes coming up in October as we believe that thousands of people come and learn more about what it means to share their faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you again for the chance to share this morning, and we appreciate your prayers as we move ahead.